This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to take a moment to thank Egan Hoke, Dave Cohen, Coleman, who has added responsibilities when I'm not there. You know, usually when I take off, I'm visiting my family in Portland. That was not the case. And so I took a little time off personally to take care of something that is going to be part of my future, advance my career. And you do these things once in a while, and I want to just keep it personal and not get into to details. But I just I took some time to do something that is going to contribute to my my career, which, you know, continues after 50 years. So, look, I'll just say this: I missed all of you. I thank everybody who did extra work while I was gone, and I love being back with you. So it's great to be back. And again, I thank all of you for all you did. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. Boy, were you missed.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I missed being there. I missed being with you and Coleman. I missed being with our audience, even those that don't agree with me. It's, you know, it's been part of my life for a long time. And it's, you know, when I'm not there for a period of time, it's hard. And so I miss being there.
Yeah, I don't think you'd ever been, certainly not in the modern era. I don't remember you being out for so long. But, you know,
yeah, it was only 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks. And I usually don't take that much time. You know, I usually do a quick trip to, you know, visit my family, and I make it as quick as I can, but it's, you know, it's kind of hard to go to Portland for a quick trip because until next year, there are no nonstops between New Orleans and Portland, so there's a challenge in getting there. But I feel great. I thank everybody who was maybe concerned about my health or whatever. I feel absolutely great. And everything is good, and we move forward from here.
You know, I got some snacks for you, which I'll give you another time. Because, you know, I was out of town briefly for a minute there, too. I went up to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and, you know, I got you something nice.
Is it syrup?
No.
Oh.
I thought maybe I'd get syrup, and I was like, that seems a little too on the nose. Maybe I'll get him something else. Something syrup adjacent.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, can't wait for you to see.
It's so nice to be back in and doing that. I'm doing the show from home for a brief period, but I'll be back in the studio soon. But it's great to be back on the air, and I'm so excited about the game tonight. You know, look, the Kansas City Chiefs are 4-0, and they're 4-0 for a reason. Patrick Mahomes. And they're a really, really good team. They've got a good defense. The Saints have got some problems, the offensive line, they've got some problems elsewhere. This is going to be a hell of a challenge for the Saints. But if, like against the Cowboys, if the Saints jump out on top and stay confident, sometimes, in fact, quite often the statistics show the Saints can do better on the road than in the dome. That's kind of unheard of because, you know, you love to feel like your team has, in our case, dome field advantage, but that's not always the case. And, you know, you can look at the stats, and the Saints do as well or better on the road than they do at home. So, you know, I'm excited about the game tonight. Kansas City is, you know, a tough opponent. It would be really awesome if the Saints managed to end this two-game losing streak and beat Kansas City on national television in Kansas City right in front of poor, darling little Taylor Swift.
I mean,
it'd be nice for the Saints to beat her boyfriend's team, and she can lick his wounds later in the night.
Wow, you know, I was at Rouse's yesterday. They got, you know, I say this sometimes. You go down the cereal aisle, and it's like, what are we doing? It's madness out there. What they're doing in the cereal aisle? We got Dippin' Dots cereal. We got Pop Tart cereal. We got all kind of like cross pollination between all these different kind of brands and candies and stuff. And I was over there yesterday, and they got Kelsey Mix. It's got the two Kelsey
really?
Brothers on it. Yeah, you want to know what's in Kelsey Mix cereal?
Sure.
Dude, it's a blend of Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms. It's those three cereals mixed together with the Kelsey brothers on the box. We don't need that. Nobody asked for that. Nobody. Wait, I don't want that.
We're worried about America's youth. We're feeding them that for breakfast.
No Reese's Puffs.
We're worried about America's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms.
No, you know, kids need to do a little better than that when it comes to breakfast.
I mean, you can eat all those cereals one at a time if you like.
Yeah.
But to mix them together is insane. Oh, someone's calling me. Okay. All right. Well, you know, that was me.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Let's do a couple of texts before we get into the first break.
Here's a text message that says, "Welcome back. I believe we can win tonight. Hey, every NFC South city but Charlotte has been hit by a hurricane this year. Has that ever happened before?" Oh, as James on the North Shore. What up, James?
Oh, I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting thought. And Florida, I mean, Florida is just getting pounded. And, you know, with politics being as divided as it is, I'm really surprised that somebody hasn't brought up the idea that God is punishing Florida because Donald Trump is there. And, of course, we're not going to entertain that on this show because we know that's not true.
Yeah, here's a text that says, "You're trying to plant hate in people's minds by saying that the storm is going to Florida to punish it for Trump. That's idiocracy."
Oh, no, I said that's not the case. I'm surprised somebody hasn't brought that up. So I'm supporting the idea that it's ridiculous to even bring that up, and nobody's brought it up. So I'm kind of surprised because things are so divided today that that's just the kind of stuff that people like to bring up. But no, on this show, we will denounce any idea that God is mad at Florida because Trump lives there.
Here's a text that says, "Remember that psycho preacher who said that Katrina was God's punishment because New Orleans was gay-friendly?
Yes.
My thought was, well, what did Waveland do to anger God?"
You know, the other thing is, Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, he's still alive, isn't he?
I think he is. He ran for, let's see what happened.
I think he's been kind of senile for a long time. God bless him. But he's been very...
Oh, no. Sorry to interrupt, but he passed away June 8th, 2023.
Oh, wow. So that was just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, as religious as he was, I'm not sure where he went. You know, I'm not sure if he ascended or descended, you know, based on some of the things that he represented. But I remember Pat Robertson got into that whole thing about New Orleans being punished for the French Quarter and homosexuality. And I don't remember the exact span of time, but not long after that, a storm hit North Carolina, where Pat Robertson was based. And so I'm thinking, wait, You say that God is mad at Louisiana and New Orleans because of the sins of the French Quarter. And here, you know, if you believe that, can you explain why God turned around right after you said that and sent a storm right into North Carolina? I'm also surprised that nobody has brought up the notion that the Biden administration, the government, is controlling the weather and they're sending these storms to Florida because Trump lives there. But I don't believe the government controls the storms.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.